Jesus is the reason for every season. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us that God and we together cannot handle. Boy, doesn't that get a lot of weight off our backs to think that we don't have to handle all the challenges that each week brings, especially on Monday, that we don't deal with it only by ourselves, that God is with us, that God knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows the resources, the strength He has. If we cry out for help, God is right there, our amazing God. One of the words we use for God is omnipresent. Omni is from the Latin for all. Present, obviously. He's present all the time. God can't forget us or we'd go out of existence. The God's going to help us. Not a magic wand. I'm not saying He waves a magic wand over our head. I just say that God helps us significantly if we let Him. Let me share something with you about worry that somebody sent me once. It's called wasteful worry. It begins by quoting Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa once said, "If we worry too much about ourselves, we won't have time for others." And the writer of this article, who's anonymous, says, "I couldn't agree more. I know from personal experience what a waste of time it is to worry about ourselves. And look at all the things we worry about. We worry about our looks. We worry about our money. We worry about our jobs. We worry about our weight. We worry about our health. We worry about what other people will think about us. We even worry about what we're going to wear the next day. Yet in the end, it accomplishes nothing except to make us more miserable, stressed, and worried. I used to worry a great deal about myself. It is something that I have to guard against even today. When I do start to worry, however, I have found an easy way to stop again. All I have to do is to remind myself how much God loves us and wants us to be happy. When I do that, I also remember how easy it is to choose love, joy, peace, happiness, and oneness with God in our lives. It is so simple to choose these things. All you do is relax, smile, and invite them into your heart. After that, you have no need to worry because you already have everything you need. Once you have everything you need, it is easy to think about and give your time and energy to others. In fact, it is all you want to do. Having happiness means sharing happiness. Don't waste your time on worry then. The only gifts worry ever gives are headaches, ulcers, fear, and unhappiness. Wouldn't you prefer the gifts of love, joy, peace, and happiness that God offers you instead? Enjoy these gifts of God, welcome them into your heart, make them the focus of your life. Share them with the world, then you will have plenty of time to do the important things in life, like loving and helping others. Life is too precious to throw a single second away by worrying." That's a great write-up for a Monday, isn't it? A Monday in which I always say, you know, with God on our side, we can handle what each day brings. All right, I said at the beginning of the program, Jesus is the reason for every season. Now, around Christmas time, people always say, and they've been doing that for years, Jesus is the reason for the season, meaning the Christmas season. But I'd like to enlarge that. I would like to enlarge that by using today's scripture, okay? It comes from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14. "And the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us, and we saw His glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." Okay. When we understand that Jesus came into the world to save us from our sins by His death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven, then every season, summer, winter, fall, spring, every month, not just December, but all the other months, all the other seasons, get their meaning from what Jesus did for us. If Christians are supposed to be redeemed, we need to act like it. Just not at Christmas time. All year round. Now, all this year I've been sharing with you scripture quotes and trying to give you, you know, simple, practical reflections on how to live those scripture quotes in your day-to-day life. And what do we call the Gospels? They're good news, because that's what the word gospel means. It's an old English word meaning good news. Why is it good news? Well, if you believe that Jesus is the reason for every season, if you believe that Jesus works in our life, morning, noon, and night, if you believe that Jesus is always available to us so that we don't drown in worry, if you believe that Jesus keeps promises, that His promises do not die of old age, then what else would you call it? It has to be good news. If you believe that Jesus has the whole world in His hands, that all time, past, present, and especially future, is under the power of God, then you know the end of the story. And once you know the end of the story, then you can be at peace. You can have a joy that I talk about all the time. You can laugh in the face of all the possible scary things that you hear about all the time. Jesus is the reason for the season. When that happens, then there's no such thing as making the division between what we do in our day-to-day life and what we do on Sunday or Saturday night when you go to church. We don't want to make those kind of distinctions. Some people live in the world and go to church, and they consider that an obligation, a burden they want to get over with as quickly as possible. What we do is we live in the church and we go to the world and we bring good news. Would you not agree, dear listeners, that our world is starved for good news? We need to write gospels in our own lives that people find credible in our contemporary world. You cannot excuse yourself from writing a gospel that's filled with good news. Good news for your family, good news for your friends, good news at school, good news at work, good news in the neighborhood. Good news when you play sports, good news when you work. Good news when you clean around the house, good news when you watch TV. Good news when you're on the computer, good news when you're in your car. There has to be a constant connection between everything we say and do and the fact that we've been redeemed by Jesus Christ, who is the reason for every season. We can't departmentalize our life. When you departmentalize your life, when you can say, Jesus, I don't mind if you're involved in this, this, this in my life, but you're not allowed to be involved in these other parts of my life. That's a recipe for disaster. That's a recipe for falling into sin. That's a recipe for living a quiet life of desperation. And if you do that, then the good news will dry up in you very, very quickly. And people will not see you as somebody that they want to imitate because you have a virtuous life. Well, they might want to imitate you because you live a sinful life. But that will scandalize people, and then you will be responsible also for their not getting to heaven unless they would have a conversion in their life. So it always comes down to choices, isn't it? We become what we choose. It's a decision that we make. It's a decision we make every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, every Saturday and Sunday. We make the decision whether you're listening to Father Scott's show, Joyful Reflection, or you're quietly by yourself, taking a walk, taking a shower, watching TV. We become what we choose. We need to consistently live our Christian vocation. Because to be a Christian is not a part-time job, it's a full-time vocation. Do you believe that Jesus came into our world? Do you believe He's the unique Son of God? Do you believe He died and rose from the dead to save us from our sins? Do you believe He's going to come in glory? These are the issues that we have to deal with. The way we answer those questions will determine how we live our life on a day-to-day basis, whether we'll be people whose lives are filled with good news or bad news, people who live joyfully, who live in fear and trembling. Make the choice. It's your call. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for school boards, especially public school board members. I've just, time and time again, in my many years, have seen school boards, public school board members fight and argue. They have their own personal ambitions they're pursuing rather than the good of the school district, good of the students, good of the faculty and the teachers. Please pray for school board members. Today's food for thought. The essence of marital love is not romance, but forgiveness. Yeah, I agree with that. You know why? Since neither the husband nor the wife are perfect, they're going to have to forgive often. When I give classes to prepare engaged couples for marriage, I say all the time, your marriage will be as good as your capacity to forgive each other. Now, for today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Some parents were worrying that they were letting their little girl listen too much to the radio before she went to sleep. Their fears were confirmed one evening when she ended her prayers by saying, "And God bless Mommy, Daddy, and my sister. Amen and FM." That's pretty clever. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Why would you contact me? Well, you let me know you listen to the program. I always like to know if people are actually listening to my program. It's a real shot in the arm to know that people do listen to it. You can send me your prayer intentions, which I will faithfully take to prayer. I will be your prayer partner. That's something I take very serious when I commit myself to being somebody's prayer partner. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. Get on my mailing list. To receive my newsletter, you'll know what my preaching schedule is. You'll find humor and inspiration, food for thought, a lot of information about my ministry at the Hospital for the Poor and the Sick in Oaxaca, Mexico. Speaking of my hospital in Mexico, could you write a check to help me keep my hospital open? Make the check out to TASH. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you use the internet, visit my website, which I think you'll enjoy, at fatherscott.com. So our Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord.